Donald Trump promises revival of economic nationalism to UAW strikers. By Hannah Blow on September 27, 2023. Former President Donald Trump promised a revival of economic nationalism to UAW members during a speech in Clinton Township, Michigan Wednesday evening. "I've risked it all to defend the working class from the corrupt political class that has spent decades sucking the life, wealth, and blood out of this country. That's why I'm here tonight," Trump said, detailing his hope to lay out a vision for a revival of economic nationalism and our automobile manufacturing lifeblood, which they're sucking out of our country. Trump said, "I want a future that protects American labor, non-foreign labor, a future that puts American dreams over foreign profits, and a future that raises American wages, that strengthens American industry, that builds national pride and that defends this country's dignity, not squanders it all to build up foreign countries that hate us." "Under crooked Joe Biden," Trump said, prompting boos, "you have none of the things we want. Instead of economic nationalism, you have ultra-left-wing globalism. They hate our country, and the workers of America are getting, putting it very nicely, screwed," Trump said, mocking Biden for posing for photos at the picket line in Michigan Tuesday, where he stayed for 12 minutes before jetting off to an elite fundraiser in the Bay Area. "But it's his policies that send Michigan auto workers to the unemployment line," Trump said, pointing to the great irony of Biden's appearance and noting that Biden only chose to visit strikers after Trump announced his visit. "Biden," Trump said, spoke for a few seconds and had absolutely no idea what he was saying. Trump also mocked Biden's pursuit of electric vehicles, EVs, which Trump warned will kill the auto industry. "If Biden's agenda goes through," Trump continued, "hundreds of thousands of jobs will be lost." Trump added that he does not believe Biden even has any idea what is going on, asserting that the 80-year-old is surrounded by radical leftists who are selling workers out to environmentalists in China.